Chapter 3. In the 18th year, King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babel. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent to gather together the satraps, the prefects and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the prefects and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud,
"It is commanded to you, O peoples, nations, and languages, at the time when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, psaltery, and bagpipe, and every kind of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship at that very hour shall be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace."
So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, psaltery, and bagpipe, and all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Judeans. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar,
"O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, psaltery, and bagpipe, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. There are certain Judeans whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men have not paid due regard to you, O king. They do not serve your gods, nor worship the gold image which you have set up."
Then Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage and gave the command to fetch Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them,
"Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, harp, lyre, the psaltery, and the bagpipe, and all kinds of music, fall down and worship the image which I have made. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast at that very hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who can deliver you from my hands?"
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king,
"O Nebuchadnezzar, there is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter.
If our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace and from your hand, O king, may he deliver us.
But if not, let it be known unto you, O king, that we do not serve your gods,
nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up."
Then Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded some of the strongest men in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the burning, fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace heated exceedingly, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound, into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. And they walked around in the midst of the flames, singing hymns to God and blessing the Lord. And after Azariah stood, he prayed in this way. And he opened his mouth in the midst of the fire and said,
Blessed are you and praiseworthy, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and glorious forever is your name. For you are righteous in all you have done, and all your deeds are faultless, and your ways right, and all your judgments are truth. You have executed proper judgments in all that you have brought upon us and upon Jerusalem, the holy city of our fathers. For by truth and judgment you have done all this because of our sins. For we have sinned and transgressed by departing from you, and we have done every kind of evil. We have not obeyed your commandments, nor have we done as you ordered us for our good. And all you have brought upon us, all you have done to us, you have done by a proper judgment. You have handed us over to our enemies, lawless, hateful rebels, to an unrighteous king, the worst in all the world. And now we cannot open our mouths. We, your servants who revere you, have become a shame and a reproach. For your name's sake, do not deliver us up forever or make void your covenant. Do not take away your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, and your servant Isaac, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven and like the sand on the shore of the sea. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no holocaust, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruit to find favor with you. But with contrite heart and a spirit of humiliation let us be received, as though it were holocausts of rams and bullocks, and as though it were tens of thousands of fat lambs. So let our sacrifice be in your presence today, as we follow you unreservedly, for those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. And now we follow you with our whole heart, and we fear you, and we pray to you. Do not let us be put to shame, but deal with us in your kindness and in your great mercy. Deliver us by your wonders, and bring glory to your name, O Lord. Let all those be routed who inflict evils on your servants. Let them be shamed and powerless, and their strength be broken. Let them know that you alone are the Lord God, and glorious over the whole world.
And the king's men, who had thrown them in, continued to stoke the furnace with brimstone and pitch and tow and faggots. And the flames rose 49 cubits above the furnace and spread out and burned the Chaldeans who were caught near the furnace. But a messenger of the Lord went down into the furnace with Azariah's party and drove the fiery flames out of the furnace and made the inside of the furnace as though a dew-laden wind was whistling through it. So the fire in no way touched them, and it did not cause them pain nor harm. Then these three, with one voice, were singing hymns and glorifying and blessing God in the furnace, saying,
Blessed are you, O Lord God of our fathers,
praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
And blessed is your holy and glorious name,
praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory,
praiseworthy and glorious above all forever.
Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom,
praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim,
praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven,
praiseworthy and glorious forever.
All you works of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
You heavens, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Sun and moon, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
All you spirits, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Fire and heat, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Chill and winter,
cold, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Dew and falling snow, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Frost and chill, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Ice and snow, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Nights and days, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Light and darkness, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let the earth bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Mountains and hills, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
You rainstorms and springs, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Seas and rivers, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
You great sea creatures and all that move in the waters, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
All you birds of the heaven, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
All ye wild beasts and livestock, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
You sons of men, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
O Israel, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
You priests, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Spirits and souls of the righteous, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
For he has delivered us from the netherworld and saved us from the power of death.
He has freed us from the midst of the raging flame and delivered us from the fire.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Bless the God of gods, all you who fear the Lord. Praise him and give him thanks, because his mercy endures forever.
And hearing them singing praises and seeing them alive, King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. And he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors,
Did we not cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire?
They answered and said to the king,
True,
O king.
He answered and said to his officials,
Look, I see 4 men, unfettered, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the door of the burning fiery furnace and answered, saying,
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come.
Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together. and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar answered, saying,
"Blessed be the God of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver his servants who trusted in him. And they have disobeyed the king's word and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made into refuse, because there is no other God who can deliver like this."
Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.